Unlocking potential, one dream at a time, on the CJ Moneyway Show.
Sit back and relax. You're listening to the Moneyway Show.
What's up, my good people? Can you imagine a world where every person you meet has an extraordinary story to tell? Well, welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show, the podcast that brings those stories right to your ears. And I'm your host, CJ Moneyway. And I'm on a mission to discover the extraordinary in everyday life. You'll hear heartfelt, real-life stories from individuals who have formed their own path, shattered stereotypes, and transformed their personal challenges into becoming a driving force for positive change. On the CJ Moneyway Show, we dive into the cultural issues and celebrate the uniqueness of diverse communities. But that's not all. Join us as we journey into the realm of self-help, personal growth, engaging with experts and everyday heroes alike to inspire, enlighten, and entertain. Get ready to be moved, to be inspired, and to discover the untold stories that surround us every day. This is the CJ Moneyway Show, unveiling the extraordinary within the ordinary. So what you waiting for? Dive in, join us, and become part of our community of storytellers, and welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show.
Welcome, my good people. Welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. And I'm with your host, CJ Moneyway. Let's get it.
Kobe on the 26th of January, man. So, I just want to know your thoughts, you know what I'm saying, whatever, like, what's your remembrance of Kobe, man? Just, you know what I'm saying, like, what's your fondest moments, you know what I'm saying, like, the backdrop of Kobe, man? How you feel about Kobe?
You know, I always tell y'all, man, that's my GOAT. You know what I'm saying, that's my GOAT. But I would rank him, to me, without a question, he's the third greatest player. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All the time. Like, I feel he's kind of underrated of what he brought to the game. Everybody say, well, he had Shaq for the first three. Shaq carried. No, he didn't care. Yeah. He didn't carry him. When they needed him most, when the West was a
juggernaut, brother. I tell people all the time.
With San Antonio,
Sacramento,
Portland, Minnesota. But if anybody with them guys, I'm talking about Sacramento, yeah. Minnesota, Portland, and San Antonio, and the Lakers were the five best teams in the NBA.
And they was going at it.
Yeah, so Kobe, you know, numbers don't lie. You know what I'm saying? So when he was going against the best, like, you know, Tim Duncan, can you believe Spurs never won two in a row? Why? You know what I'm saying? Because that man over there. So I feel like he was that. Then once we got to the final, it was barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken for Shaq.
We gonna give you the ball because we gonna win the championship easily. So I felt that. Then when he won the two, you know, he got Paul Gasol. You know what I'm saying? So he got a team around him that was built for him. But you know what I'm saying? I think when people say, "Oh man, you know, he had Shaq." With the exception of Shaq, when did he play with anybody that was a Hall of Fame player in their prime?
Mm-hmm.
There was never another Hall of Fame player in their prime that he played with. You can't say, oh, he had Karl Malone and Peyton because they were past their prime.
They were way past their prime.
Dennis Rodman was way past his prime. You get what I'm saying?
Horace Grant was past his prime. Ron Harper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talking about Rick Fox was his third best player. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So a lot has to go into that. And I think, man, dude was just, you see how the players react to him now, man. You know what I'm saying? Like how, you know, like our generation looked at Jordan, you know, mm-hmm. Magic, you know what I'm saying? Magic and Jordan. And like, all right. And that's what Kobe was. Kobe was that next one, you know, with a Shaq and then Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Kobe. And it just brought so much, man, because all you see now is videos that everybody always talk about, man, you know, they got these Kobe stories, man. But then, you know how we thought he was how we thought he was just Stone Cold and with Boozy.
Yeah, Eric.
Hey, that dude was funny though. You know what I'm saying? We played Joker. And see, that's the sad that everybody think, oh man, this person is damn like him. Because remember, me and you always thought didn't nobody like him.
Yeah.
And we know LeBron and D Wade just didn't like him. For, you know what
I'm saying? Till he played, to that USA Olympics when they needed him.
They had to see it. They had to see it. And then that's when they respected him. You know what
I'm
saying? But. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We see it. We see the commercials and Jalen Rose. You know what I'm saying? That's still the funniest commercial to me. You know what I'm saying? Jalen! You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know, it's just like, man, you know, man, this dude was really on to being, I thought, like he said, his second chapter was going to be better than his first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, that's my guy, though.
Yeah, man. I agree with everything you said. You know, like, me personally, I feel you, and I always say that too. When they was playing in them finals against the Chris Webber them and Mike Bibby and all them in them Western Conference finals, when they were playing against Ginobili and Tony Parker and Tim Duncan in them Western Conference finals, bro, that was the finals right there. You know what I'm saying? Those was the finals. Because any team that would have won that Western Conference was going to win the finals. You know what I'm saying? No doubt about it. And so, like you say, when it came time to pick up your game, and the dude, like I was, you know, me and Jeremiah did one yesterday, you know, you were talking about Kobe. I'm going to have that on there, too. A lot of people only remember 24 Kobe. You know, this younger generation. They remember 24 Kobe. That number eight Kobe, man, dude. Come on, bro.
Hey, real quick, I had a youngin' at my job tell me, man, Kobe wasn't even that. He, you know, he was a LeBron fan. He's like, man, Kobe wasn't even that athletic, huh?
What?
And I got to show him that one video, the one on YouTube.
What? Like,
he wasn't athletic. Then I got to start showing him the that one video, man, when they remember when they had the Eminem.
Oh yeah.
Boy, you must be crazy.
They go Reggie, 200, Biggie. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, ask Dwight Howard how athletic he is. You know what I'm saying?
Now I get the white light.
He opened wide.
Listening to the CJ Moneyway Show with my man CJ Moneyway. Tune in every other Friday to one of the hottest podcasts in the Midwest, where you can hear exciting episodes and up-and-coming artists like myself, even aspiring authors, entrepreneurs, and the everyday man and woman, right here on the CJ Moneyway Show.
That's good.